This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 145. Four easy ways to ensure your skin doesn't look like a wrinkled elephant from your outdoor exercise habits by Ben Greenfield at BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Optimal Living Daily, also known as the Old Podcast. I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who lived in a tent in the Rocky Mountains for a month to study meditation. And welcome back to Wellness Wednesday, this time featuring the Ben Greenfield, who I often refer to as Man in Machine because I think it's crazy how much content he produces. And now there are a lot of big words in this post referring to certain ingredients. And if you want to find them later, you can go to oldpodcast.com and find the link to this post there. And he also makes a comment about trying to avoid products that don't test on animals, which I think is great. But then he says he only likes cats up to about 4 months old, after which he doesn't like them and doesn't care if they're tested on. I'm sure it's a joke, but you might know I'm a cat person, so I don't condone this behavior. Anyway, I'm not going to advertise to you today or mention anything related to my site or mailing list. So instead, let's just start optimizing your life. Four easy ways to ensure your skin doesn't look like a wrinkled elephant from your outdoor exercise habits by Ben Greenfield at BenGreenfieldFitness.com. If you're like me, you care about your skin looking healthy and good. Frankly, the state of skin health scares me when I go to a marathon or a triathlon or spend time with folks who have been outdoorsy much of their lives. It's like looking at a wrinkled elephant face. Do people who exercise outdoors just not care about the way their skin is going to look when they're 50, 60, or 70? I personally don't plan on any modeling contracts with cologne manufacturers when I'm that age, but I would prefer that my face and skin not look as much like a dried, ugly prune as many of the faces I've seen at endurance races and outdoor sporting events. Remember, the skin is a living, breathing organ, and it's one of the biggest organs in your body. It protects your entire body. So this year, one of the commitments I made was to start taking better care of my face and skin. But not a complicated, narcissistic, metrosexual, spend 20 minutes in front of the mirror after every shower way, mind you. Instead, I'm just remembering to do a few simple things before and after I go out on a bike ride, finish a swim, or hammer through a sunny or cold run. Here are the four easy steps I'm taking to ensure my skin doesn't look like a wrinkled elephant from my outdoor exercise habits. Anti-elephant skin step number one, cleanse. When you cleanse your skin, what you're doing is removing the embedded dirt and oil, and there are skin cleansing products out there that have the ability to really get down deep without having to dip your face into a pan of paint remover. For example, coconut extracts can clean deep, but in a gentle fashion. Jojoba beads in face scrubs can remove dry and dead skin. Vitamin E can then soothe and moisturize. And my wife certainly isn't complaining about the nice minty essence some of these fancy highfalutin new skin cleansing products leave on your face. As you probably have guessed, when I'm rubbing a skin cleanser into my face, I'm sure to look for something that is going to make my face nice and shiny clean without making me drop dead of cancer 10 years early. So I look for products with no parabens, no sodium lauryl sulfate, no phthalates, no dyes, and preferably, just because I love puppies and kittens, as little animal testing as possible. Cats are acceptable up to age 4 months, after which I quit liking them and wouldn't mind if they tested skincare products on them. Anti-elephant skin step number 2, clear, optional. Okay, this step is optional, but I put it in here because I know that some adolescents will read this article, and I know that even some adults have an issue with acne. Yes, the big A can wreak nasty, pitted havoc on your face. So if you struggle with acne, in addition to removing starchy and sugary products from your diet, ask me about that later, you should find a skin-clearing formula that contains things like salicylic acid, which can prevent breakouts, aloe and chamomile extracts to soothe the skin, and then some aloe to protect the skin. So basically you clean, then you clear. Easy enough. Since cleaning up my diet, I did not struggle with acne, but I'm not sure that would have made a difference when I was a puck-faced teenager, so I'd highly recommend this step for any of you young folks out there. Anti-elephant skin step number 3, hydrate. Dried skin wrinkles very quickly, so once you've cleaned and perhaps cleared, the next step is to hydrate the skin and leave it all moist and supple, the way a prune would look before it's been drained and dried without the purple color. Look for non-greasy formulas that won't block pores or irritate skin. These days, a powerful hydrating cream doesn't have to be heavy or oily, and in fact, the reverse is true. The best creams work through careful formulation rather than an excess of oil or grease. Ingredients that I look for in a hydrating cream is shea butter and vitamin E to hydrate, then menthol and chamomile to soothe. Anti-elephant skin step number 4, protect. This is a tricky one for me. I try to find a balance between not slathering myself in sunscreen every darn time I step out in the sun, but also prudently protecting my face when I plan on being exposed for longer than about 30 minutes. For sun protection formulas, continue to look for fast-absorbing and hydrating elements like organic aloe and vitamin E to hydrate your skin, and broad-spectrum protection from wrinkling UVA and burning UVB rays. I would recommend you use a different sunscreen on your face than you do on your body, since compared to a liquid sunscreen, a sunscreen stick that is more solid will have less of a tendency to drip and burn your eyes while you're out being active. And if you just decide to make your own sunscreen, here's a video of how I did it called Ben Greenfield Makes Natural Sunscreen. So that's it. Cleanse, clear, hydrate, and protect, and you'll be well on your way to having cheeks that look like a newborn baby's butt, even if you spend an inordinate amount of time exercising in sunny outdoor conditions. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Easy Ways to Ensure Your Skin Doesn't Look Like a Wrinkled Elephant from Your Outdoor Exercise Habits by Ben Greenfield at BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hopefully you found that helpful. He mentions a video at the end of him making his own sunscreen, and I have that linked at oldpodcast.com, so you can check that out. And while you're there, if you want to show your support for this podcast project of mine, you can do something really easy and free, and even beneficial for you, and that is to sign up for my weekly newsletter. To do that, again, you can visit oldpodcast.com, or a super quick and easy way is to text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. And that is it. Have a wonderful Wellness Wednesday, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.